Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from Oberlin. Took a match off, and we're back for another edition of Oberlin Lady Red Devil Volleyball here from the Oberlin Volleyball Tournament as we are in game number 7 here at the Senior High Gymnasium in another game here on 101.1 KFNF. So far, taking a look at the standings, Oberlin is 2-0 in the tournament so far. Hoxie sits at 1-1, St. Francis 0-2, Rollins County at 1-2, DCS at 2-1. We took a couple of matches off for Lady Red Devil Volleyball anyway, and in that time Dundee County Stratton takes down Rollins County 2-1 as Oberlin today 2-0 with two wins in straight sets. They took down Rollins County to start the day 25-20, 25-23, and then they took down DCS 25-11, 25-18 there in the next match, and really made DCS, who has really looked like a good team today, look pretty bad. So I think Lindsay Fortin hoping to keep a little bit of that momentum on their side here as they make their way into their third match. Had a couple of matches off, see if they can come out, get loose and ready to go. Same thing for St. Francis, though. They just had a match off. St. Francis in their matches today have lost in three twice. They lost to DCS in their first match 2-1. They lost the first set 25-20, came back to win the second set 25-20, and then lost to DCS in the third set 25-17. And then they took on Hoxie in their second match, beat them in the first set 25-18, and then lost the next two 25-17, 25-14. So it was a reverse sweep for the Hoxie Indians the last time. And so St. Francis trying to maybe rebound a little bit from that. We still have a couple of more matches here on KFNF, as we will have Hoxie coming up next. And then we'll have a match off, and then it will be Oberlin and Hoxie to end the night. So we still got a couple of matches after this one. So we'll have Dundee County Stratton and Hoxie coming up next. And then we'll take a match break off, and then Oberlin and Hoxie will end the evening here from Oberlin. All right, we're set and ready to go. More Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball. Third match of the day. Red Devils out to a 2-0 start. But still have a couple of matches to go. Still have two to go, and so would love nothing more than a 4-0 day. Oberlin, with those two wins, is now out to an 8-13 season, while St. Francis is 12-11, so trying to stay above 500 are the Indians here. Oberlin won the flip, so they will serve first. And Elsie Larson lobs it over to Delaney Myers in the back row. Here's the setup to the outside. Swing over the top for Breck Lohr, and she's able to put it down for the kill to start it out. And St. Francis has an early 1-0 lead here in set number one. So 1-0, set number one. Back to serve is Delaney Myers. Hard serve right at McCaden Ketchrell. Rolls up her wrist and now saved. Sent back over on the free ball from the Red Devils. Here comes the Indians. And this one will hit the antenna on the setup there. And the Red Devils will get the point. We're knotted back up at one apiece. So 1-1 score here in set number one. Back to serve is Jenna Fortin, sends a long serve to the back row, off the wrist, kept alive there, and Myers will send it over on a free ball. This one's going to be real close to the net. Larson tries to play it off the net, and they're going to say the Indians are into the net, and so it'll be 2-1. So St. Francis, who came out wearing the pink in their first couple of matches, has changed into their green uniforms. Here's the sit-up to the outside, big swing. Lohr, it's into the box and down for a point for the Red Devils. And to make it 3-1, it's Shelby Weigel and Briley Minnick up front there, coming up with the block and the point. 3-1. Pops it up. Delaney Myers sends it over on a free ball. Jenna Fortin runs it down to the outside. Briley Minnick from the left pin, and it's just too long. And to make it 3-2. For all my Husker fans out there, Nebraska out in front of Rutgers 7-0 at the moment, with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter of play. 3-2 here in set number one between Oberlin and St. Francis. Briley Minnick from the right pin just taps it back over. Almost got him with a kind of little sneak kill there. Now Jensen sends it over to free ball. Red Devils on the attack. Briley Minnick from the left pin. Cross-court kill. Briley Minnick, you were waiting for it. She finally gets her first and puts the Red Devils in front by 2 at 4-2. And everything for the Red Devils today has just seemed to click. And I know we're still early in this one, but they have just been able to get out to hot starts, and they're out to one now, up 4-2. The setup from Small outside to Hinks. She'll go off the blocks and down. No, pancaked up and saved by the Red Devils. To the outside for Jensen. Cross court, and it is off the back of the line and out. So make it 5-2. So 5-2 here in set number one. Briley Minnick with the volleyball to serve it up. She lobs it up to the back row right at Myers. And then out of rotation is going to be St. Francis. And so it'll make it 6-2. So 6-2 here in set number one. Red Devils will take that and try to use it here. Briley Minnick back to serve once more. Briley with a hard serve right at Myers. Pops it up off of her chest. Now to the outside. Jensen down with authority. Kept alive on the putback. Now here's McCaden Ketchrell from the left pin. Hits it in the back of the libero. Siegfried off of her wrist and out of bounds. And it's 7-2 Red Devils to start it out here in the match. Red Devils in front by 5 in set one. It's Red Devil Volleyball here on a 1.1 KFNF. So the Go Big Red chants not only going on here in Oberlin, but also in Lincoln as the Huskers score once more to make it 13-0 on a Jacob Barney jet sweep touchdown. The serve here from Briley Minnick goes out of the St. Francis timeout. And Nebraska leads it 14-0 there over Rutgers in Lincoln with 1:40 to go in the first half of play. To the outside here for Shelby Weigel, and she'll roll it over the top of everybody. And so it's quickly 7-4. So Oberlin jumped out to a 5-point lead there. St. Francis has clawed their way back into it. And it's 7-4. Here's a short serve. Ketchrell goes after the dive. Larson will bump it up. Briley Minnick sends it over on a free ball. Small sets it up outside here to Workman. Now sent over on a free ball from Jensen. Jenna Fortin with a setup from the 10-foot line to Weigel, who rolls it right at Delaney Myers to the outside. Workman on a slide gets it through the blocks and down to make it 7-5. So Macy Workman with her first kill. And it's 7-5 here in set number one. Long serve out of the back row. Great sliding dig right there by McCaden Ketchrell. Now a two-hand swat free ball for Maria Rodriguez. The bump up to the outside. Jensen over the top of the blocks and puts it down. Was able to get some hands on it as well. It makes it 7-6 here in set number one. So Avery Jensen, who played key in the first couple of sets against Toxie with a big serve, with a big kill there, and then Hinkst with her serve puts it into the net. Service error number one, and so the Red Devils still lead it by 2 at 8-6. So 8-6 here in set number one. Back to serve is Jory Fortin. Sends a hard one right at Lohr. Tapped up by Jensen. Sent over on a free ball. Workman. Jory Fortin trying to sneak it in there. Small will set it up to Workman, who goes over the top of the high hands. Briley Minnick will dig it out. Now it'll be a free ball sent over from Jenna Fortin right at Myers in the near side corner. They'll go back to Myers for a back row attack. Kill! And she'll get it. Delaney Myers with her first kill. And it makes it 8-7 here in set number one. Red Devils still with a 1-point lead. So 8-7 Red Devils here in set number one. Back to serve is Madeline Small. She'll give it off to Briley Minnick in the back row. The back set this time. Here's McCaden Ketchrell. Rolls it up over the top, and it'll touch the back line for the kill to take the lead 9-7 again. McCaden Ketchrell with her first kill. 9-7 here in set number one. Ketchrell back to serve again. Ketchrell lobs it up over the top, hard to the back row for Lohr. The bump set here from Small to Delaney Myers from the 10-foot line, and she rolls it right into the middle and is able to pick up the kill and makes it 9-8 on the scoreboard. Delaney Myers with her second kill. That one kind of coming from far out. 9-8 here in set number one. Hard serve right at Briley Minnick in the near side corner. The bump set now over to Elsie Larson, who's able to just rope it over the top of everybody with a nice little bump and puts it down. So Elsie Larson is into the stat book with the kill, and it puts the Red Devils back out in front 10-8. These two teams went to three sets on Tuesday on the same gym floor that they're playing on right now. And the back row, and it's an ace for Maria Rodriguez. So Maria, who had such a match against St. Francis on Tuesday, steps up big there and makes it 11-8. Rodriguez back to serve again. It's Sends a hard one right at Jensen, who dives for it. Lohr with a bump. Gives it off here to Delaney Myers, who sends it over to free ball to the far sideline. The bump set to Jory Fortin to Briley Minnick is just tapped right back over. Now to the outside. Jensen with a two-hand swat into the far side corner. Ketchel was there. The setup, Briley Minnick from the left pin. It's down for a K-I-L-L. Briley Minnick again. That's her second one, and it makes it 12-8 here in set number one. So 12-8. Red Devils with a serve in the back row. Hinks pops it up. Free ball sent over from the Indians. Red Devils on the attack mode now. The back set this time. Elsie Larson from the right pin puts it in for a kill. And Elsie Larson picks up kill number two. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them. 13-8, Oberlin in front here in set one. I'm on a 1.1 KFNF. Briley Minnick puts it down with authority as we welcome you back out of a timeout here, 13-8, and we pick up the action. Now it's Michaela Wasson down the middle and just sends it too long for a 13-9 lead still in favor of the Oberlin Red Devils. 13-9 here in set number one. Red Devils have opened up a four-point lead, but has led as many as five. Into the back row, dug out by Larson. They'll go to the back set this time for Briley Minnick. It kind of went off weird to the hands of Jory Fortin, so Briley just had to tap it over and taps it wide, and it's 13-10. A couple attack errors for the Red Devils. 13-10 in the back row for Larson. Fortin will go to her on the right pin. Big swing off the tape and down for a kill. Now and down for a point for the Indians as it stayed on the side of the Red Devils, and it's 13-11. So 13-11 in set number one. Workman back to serve. She lobs it up over the top. Great dig by Ketchrell. The setup this time, Briley Minnick from the left pin again. Off the tape and no, just wide. Thought there might have been a touch up front there, and now it's 13-12. So here comes St. Francis. Some attack errors for the Red Devils. Letting them back into it. Workman to serve again. Gives it off for the far side back corner there for Fortin. Briley Minnick with two hands puts it back over on a free ball. Same thing Delaney Myers, but she puts it where the Red Devils aren't in the near side corner on the back side and ties us up at 13 apiece. Third kill for Delaney, 13 all here in set number one. Workman back to serve again. Workman with a long arcing serve to Jenna Fortin in the back row. Larson will bump it up into the middle. Briley Minnick puts it up in the near side front corner on a little tap over, and she's able to get the kill. So 14-13, Briley Minnick with a big shot and kill right there. It's number three for her and makes it 14-13. Elsie Larson back to serve again. Lobs up to the back row. Great dig by Jensen to the outside. Big swing coming. Lohr over the top of everybody. Kept alive on the back row for the Red Devils. Back set this time. Weigel will run underneath it. Bump it over the top from the left pin. Now here's Lohr from the left pin. Putting it up to the back row for Ketchrell. And Wasson will come in and save it along the back line. Does Siegfried. Indians send it over on a free ball. Red Devils on the attack possibly here. No, they'll just send it over on a free ball themselves as well. Indians on the attack now. Lohr from the left pin. Short and into the middle. So it's 14-14 after all of that. Breck Lohr gets her second kill. 14-14 here in set number one. Red Devils have led by as many as five, but knotted up here. Hard serve right at Maria Rodriguez. Pops it up to Ketchrell. We'll set it up here to Shelby Weigel, the 10-foot line, and it's rolling to the net. And St. Francis, for the first time today, has a lead at 15-14. So 15-14 in set number one. Hard serve right at Briley Minnick in the middle. She pops it up. Now we'll get it back and sets it over to the far side corner. The back set this time here for Small. Down the line, Hinks, and she's got it on the near side line to make it 16-14. And Maddie Hinks gets her first kill. Maggie Hinks gets her first kill. And we got a timeout on the floor taken by the Red Devils. 16-14 here in set number one. It's Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF. 16-14 here in set number one back in Oberlin. And Oberlin down by two. It's going to be real short on the setup to Briley Minnick down the middle. And she'll just tap it into the net to make it 17-14. The attackers for the Red Devils since St. Francis called their second and final timeout have really kind of added up and has allowed St. Francis back into it. Now here's a short set free pass. Can't be taken care of by Breck Lohr. She'll hit it twice, once into the net and then once off the net. So you can't do that, and it makes it 17-15. 17-15 here in set number one. Hard serve to the back row for Hingst. Popped up on the bump, set from behind the 10-foot line. Delaney Myers all over the top of everybody, and it strikes the back of the wall. The back wall, so that one was long. 17-16, Red Devils down by one. Under the back row, Hinks, they'll go to her on the left pin. Over the top of the blocks, Jenna Fortin there to read it out. Maria Rodriguez comes in to help her. Weigel sends it over on the free ball. To the outside this time for Hinkst on the right side. And wasn't able to get the kill. Now Shelby Weigel with authority, but it was blocked back up. Jensen into the net. Point for the Red Devils, and we're knotted up at 17 apiece. So 17-17 here in set number one. Red Devils have led by as many as five, now trying to salvage it out and take a 1-0 set lead. Free pass, and Shelby Weigel just dumps it right back off. Now did it touch the line? No, they'll say it just goes wide there on the far side line, and it's 18-17. So the Red Devils will take the point, 18-17 to Hingst in the back left corner. Now they'll set it up to the back row for Jensen. Long two-hand swat free ball. Elsie Larson sets it up outside. Briley Minnick, left pin, killed. No, into the net and down on the Red Devils' side to make it 18-18. So 18 apiece here in set number one. Hard serve here that twiggles the twine. From Lohr, Ketrell from the left pin rolls it off the top of the tape. Small sets it up for Hinkst, has to readjust, sends it over with two hands. Now to Ketrell from the right pin this time. Almost got it to go, but kept alive by Myers. Now Jensen, two-hand taps it over. Weigel is there to block it right back at her. Small sends it into the far, into the near side right corner. And the Red Devils get it back on a free ball now. Jensen over the top of the blocks. Rodriguez digs it out. The setup from Larson to Briley Minnick. It's short down the near sideline and in. And the Red Devils take the lead back at 19-18. So a big kill right there for Briley Minnick, her fourth, and to make it 19-18 here in set number one. Hard serve that'll twiggle the twine and go for an ace off the hands of Jensen. Ace number one. 20-18 in set number one. Briley Minnick back to serve again. Red Devils back out in front by two, have led by as many as five. Long serve for Briley Minnick out of the back row to Myers. Down to Jensen on the left pin. That's into the nets. And to make it 21-18 here in set number one. So 21-18, set number one here from Oberlin. Red Devils 4 points away from a set win. Briley Minnick into the back row. Dug out there by Lohr. The outside, Hinkst shorts it into the middle and down for a kill. Maggie Hinkst gets her second one of the day and makes it 21-19. So 21-19 here in set number one. Back to serve is Hinkst. Lobs it over the top. Great dig right there by Ketrell. Now Fortin sends it over on a bump with the free ball. The back set out to Jensen. Left pin goes short towards the middle and gets the kill. Avery Jensen with her second kill of the match and makes it 21-20. So a one-point game for the Red Devils, have led by as many as five, led by three there before the Indians have staged this comeback. Ketchell with a free pass over. Indians kind of out of rotation. Jensen just sticks it over on a free ball. Little tapper. Now Ketchell from the left pin with authority. Almost got the kill. To the outside, Jensen this time wraps it inside the antenna. Fortin with the dig. Briley Minnick comes in to save her. And Ketchell put it over back to the Indians. Now the tap back there from Small. It goes short. They'll play it off the net. Indians with a chance to keep it alive, and they do. Great rally here going. Shelby Weigel rolls it over the top of the blocks and into the near side corner. Again, the Indians on the attack. This one would have been long. Briley Minnick stuck her hand out to save it. Popped it up in the air, but it goes out of bounds. And we're knotted up at 21. Timeout on the court. We'll take one with them. 21-21. Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball here on a 1.1 KFNF. 21-21 here in set number one between Oberlin and St. Francis. Hinkst back to serve. Out of the Oberlin timeout, and she's going to get an ace. So Maggie Hinkst, her first serve went into the bottom of the net here in set one. This one, she gets an ace, and it's 22-21 now. St. Francis. This one's popped up in the air. Elsie Larson to Rodriguez wraps it inside the antenna. Under the back row for Hanks to the outside. Jensen, big swing. Into the middle. Ketchrell comes in to save it. Now she'll send it over on a hard free ball to the near side corner. The back set. Jensen again. Two-hand swat. Larson is there to pick it up. Ketchrell sets up Larson, who sends it over on a free ball. Indians again on the attack, short up against the net. Small saves it from going over, now gives it off to Workman, who puts it on the free ball. Now this is Ketchrell sending it short. The dive kept alive. Jensen throws it over, and here come the Red Devils down the middle. Maria Rodriguez off the blocks and down to tie us up at 22 apiece. Maria Rodriguez, who had such a great night there against St. Francis on Tuesday, steps up big again here. 22 all. Under the back row, dig for the Indians. They go to Workman, who just taps it over. Larson goes underneath it. They'll go to her on the right pin. She sends it short up into the middle. Small digs it out. Now Jensen taps it over towards the middle. What a dive by Elsie Larson, and then Rodriguez punches it right back over. Miscommunication on the other side, and it's 23-22. So 23-22, set number one. Red Devils with a one-point lead. Jory Fortin to Delaney Myers in the back row. They skip it over the top there with a set to the outside. Here's Larson into the middle. Almost got the kill now, but joust at the net. And they're going to call St. Francis into the net. And it's 24-22. 24-22, Red Devils with a two-point lead, set point one. Fortin into Hinkst, she misses it, it's an ace for Jory Fortin, and a Red Devil winner in set number one, 25-22. We'll take a quick break and be back with set two. Red Devils with a set one win, 25-22, here on a 1.1 KFNF. 25-22, Oberlin wins set number one over the St. Francis Indians. And now looking to pick up the second set win and the win. The Red Devils have not lost a set today here at their home invite, and that's how Lindsey Fortin wants it. The Red Devils playing at home this season, just had their first two home games last Tuesday, went 1-1 against Southwest and St. Francis, beat St. Francis in three, and in that match they also won the first set 25-21, but lost the second set 25-17, but came back to win the third 25-20. They win set one here 25-22. And now have got a big set coming here against St. Francis, who looks rejived and ready to go. But can Oberlin continue this momentum that they have carried basically all the way throughout the day today? Have not lost a set. They are 2-0, trying to go 3-0. Here's a hard serve that'll twiggle the twine for Myers, and she'll get the ace. So Delaney Myers sent it hard off the top of the tape, sliding in. To pick it up was Fortin, and it goes off her chest and out of bounds. Now again they go right at her, and again it's an ace, and it's 2-0. So 2-0, St. Francis here in the second set. Oberlin with a 1-0 set lead. Back to Larson. Fortin pops it up. Riley Minnick hits it into the net. Tough way to start here for the Red Devils. Down 3-0. Kind of the first time all day today that it's not been in Oberlin's favor. To the back row, Fortin gives it off to Kentrell. Free ball sent over here from Jory Fortin. Small with a back set up to Hinkst over the top of the blocks. Jenna Fortin runs underneath it. The back set, Elsie Larson, puts it into the far side corner. Now Hinkst will set it up here for Lohr, who goes off the blocks, kept alive by Larson. Hinkst down the right sideline, kept alive with the back row, up the middle, no. Minnick will send it over on a free ball. Long set up outside, no, it goes to the middle here for the Indians. They send it over on a free ball. The back set, Larson for the left pin, off the blocks. What a rally we have here for the fourth point of the game. Down off the line to the right side from Hinkst. Now Bradley Minnick sends it short in front of Myers, who digs it out. Lohr with a two-hand swat over, tapped up front. Larson trying to put it inside the antenna. She does. Lohr will set it up to Hinkst on the right side, who throws it to the middle, and she gets the kill. So after all of that, it ends up being a point for St. Francis, and they lead it 4-0. here in set number two. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. And it's another ace. No, Red Devils played off the net. Well, Jenna Fortin sends it over on a free ball. The back set here to Hengst off the blocks. Kept alive by Briley Minnick. And Jory Fortin runs in to send it over. To the outside, Breck Lohr, left pin off the block. Jory Fortin there diving. So is Briley Minnick. She taps it over the net. And it'll fall down. Oh, my goodness. What a play by Briley Minnick. Barely got it over as it twiggled the twine, twiggled the tape, whatever you want to call it. Falls down. It's 4-1. So Briley Minnick with her fifth kill, 4-1. Elsie Larson serves it into the net. Second service error for the Red Devils, and it's 4-2. That's something that the Red Devils today have not struggled with like they have before. They got 5-1 on the scoreboard. Into the back row, Briley Minnick. They'll go to her down the middle this time, and that one is into the net. So do apologize about the score. I guess it's 6-1. The Red Devils had a point, but no, 6-1 here in set number two. Red Devils down by 5. Hard serve that'll twiggle the twine, popped up in the air. The setup to the outside, Shelby Weigel wraps it inside the antenna, and we'll get the kill as it flies off the ceiling. And to make it 6-2, Shelby Weigel with her first kill of the match. 6-2, Red Devils down by 4 here in the second set. Jenna Fortin is back to serve. Fortin with a hard one to the back middle row there for Lohr. The back set here to Hengst on the right pin. Off the blocks, Rodriguez pops it up in the air. The back set to Ketchrell on the left pin. Down with authority. Now Hengst just barely pushes it back over and gets it to fall in the middle of the floor. So when it's going right for St. Francis, it's going right. They have opened up a 7-2 lead just like Oberlin did in set one. Hard serve here for Hengst to Rodriguez. Fortin pops it back up. Miscommunication between Rodriguez and Minnick. It'll fall down. It's 8-2. And a timeout taken by head coach Lindsey Fortin. 6-point lead in favor of St. Francis. 8-2 here in set two. It's Red Devil Volleyball, 101.1 KFNF. So Oberlin hasn't lost a set in today's tournament, and that could be in jeopardy. Tough start for him here in set two, down 8-2, but the Red Devils have been known to come back all year long and are trying to start it here. Short serve for Hinkston over on a free ball, and it goes wide. And so an ace for Maggie Hengst. Her second ace, 9-2 St. Francis. Hengst with a short serve again and again an ace. That's back-to-back aces. Hinks now with 3 of them, and it's 10-2 in the second set. Hinks again to serve, lobs it up right at Ketchrell. Now the setup to the outside. Ketchrell down with authority on the left pin, blocked up by Lohr. The setup to Jensen, who sends it over on a free ball. Larson, the back set, Briley Minnick from the left pin, is blocked up front by Avery Jensen. It's down for a point, and make it 11-2. So 11-2 here in set two. 9-point game. Red Devils down by 9 after winning set one. Short serve. And Larson was there to dig it out to the outside. McCaden Ketchrell rolls it up to Breck Lohr in the back row. Now the free ball sent over from Workman up against the net. Larson to Minnick, right pin, and the pushback is in, and a free pass over for the Indians. Now Briley Minnick again down the near sideline, popped on the air by Myers, and sent over on a free ball from Jensen. Two almost kills right there for Briley Minnick. Can she make it 3? This one goes a little harder off the blocks, so the top. Jensen on the left pin just sends it over short. Briley Minnick gets into the net, 12-2. So 12-2 in set two. Red Devils down by 10. Have got to find some sort of way to rally, try to win this one in two sets. Rodriguez digs it out, sets it up outside of McCaden Ketchrell. It's into the net. They get 13-2. So an 11-point game in favor of the Indians of St. Francis. Hard serve. Elsie Larson puts it out of play. Fortin brings it back in. Ketchrell on a free ball to the outside. Big swing into the net, and the Red Devils finally get a point. That one's into the net from Workman on the right pin. And so the Red Devils down by 10 here, 13-3, into the back row for Lohr. The setup outside, huge swing coming. Jensen, and it falls down. Avery Jensen, when in doubt, go to her. She's got 3 points, three kills, excuse me, and it makes it 14-13 here in set number two. Hard serve of the back row for Jenna Fortin. Bumps it up into the middle. Two-hand swat over for Maria Rodriguez. To the outside, here's Myers over the top of everybody, and the Red Devils will get a point back to make it 14-4. So Red Devils down by 10 here in set number two with a 1-0 set lead, winning set 125-22. Jory Fortin with a hard serve, goes right at Hinks. She dives for the dig. Down the middle this time, Workman, and that's into the net. And the Red Devils with back-to-back points for the first time in the set, and they make it 14-5. So down by 9 now, trying to claw and chip away. Lobs it up over the top. Great dig right there, Hinks, the back set. And the kill right there from Avery Jensen. Went for the cross court shorter, and will make it back out to a 10-point game at 15-5. Avery Jensen with her fourth kill. 15-5, set number two. Back to serve here is Jensen. Lobs it up over the top. Great dig to the outside, Larson from the left pin. Gets it to go off the block of Workman and down. So Elsie Larson will take that. Took all the power off of it and was just trying to get it over. And she did and got a big-time kill to make it 15-6. McCaden Ketchrell back to serve. Twiggles the twine. Underneath it was Lohr. They'll go to her on the left pin. She swats it over into the middle. And the Red Devils will get called going into the nets. And it's back to a 10-point game here at 16-6 in set number two. So 16-6, set number two. Workman to serve. Sends one into the back row for Minnick. The bump set up front. Elsie Larson going hard off the top of the tape. The bump set out here to Lohr from the left pin. Kept alive by Briley Minnick in the back row. Set up front here. Rodriguez taps it over with two hands. Now down the middle this time. Hinks going up against Rodriguez. Goes through the block and gets the kill. Maggie Hinkst with a great second set. Her fourth kill at 17-6. Lindsay Fortin wants a timeout. We'll take one with her. 17-6, St. Francis in set two here on 101.1 KFNF. 17-6 in set number two here from Oberlin. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Trying to find something out of their own timeout using their final timeout there. The back set this time. And almost getting the kill was Elsie Larson from the middle looking toward the near side corner and just sent it about a ball width wide and makes it 18-6 now. So a 12-point game in favor of the St. Francis Indians. Workman with a hard serve into the back middle row for Ketchrell. The set up to the outside, Rodriguez. Off the blocks, kept alive by Hinkst up front. So to run a free ball. Briley Minnick digs it out. The set up out to Larson on the left pin. Blocked up front, and the Red Devils will get the point. As they say, the Indians go into the net, and it makes it 18-7. So 18-7 in set two. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead, down by 11 here. Hard serve for Rodriguez, and she'll get the ace. Maria Rodriguez with her second ace of the day. Cuts the lead down to 10 and makes it 18-8. Maria Rodriguez had such a match against St. Francis on Tuesday and has picked up where she's left off. Rodriguez with a hard serve again. This one will drop in along the back line. Back-to-back aces, and the Red Devils have found some life down 18-9. So they've cut it under 10 again, 18-9. Hard serve Rodriguez, Myers off the side of her wrist to the outside. Lohr, too long along the back line. No, it touches the back line and it makes it 19-9. Thought it just barely grazed the back line and it's a 10-point game. So 19-9 here in set number two. Delaney Myers with a serve, a hard one. That'll go right back at her as it went off the top of the twine. And that is the second service error for St. Francis. 19-10, Red Devils down by 9 and set 2. Larson sets it up to Myers in the near side corner. Bumped up front, now over the top. Red Devils out of rotation. Weigel will send it over on a free ball. Here's Smoll, the back set out to Hinkst on the right pin, over the top of the blocks, and out of bounds. So make it 19-11 here in set number two. Red Devils down by 8, trying to claw their way back into the match. Larson with a hard serve right at Myers. Popped up, no, it'll go as an ace. Myers popped it up very well there to Lohr, and it goes off her hands and out of bounds, and it's 19-12. Another ace for the Red Devils, and a timeout of the floor taken by St. Francis. We will keep it right here. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors today: Aqua Shield Roofing, Creative Collision, Decatur Co-op, Decatur County Beef, Decatur Health, Farm Credit of Western Kansas, FNB Bank of Oberlin, High Plains Podiatry, Fredericton Insurance Agency. Big thank you to all of them for helping us support Oberlin Red Devil Athletics here on 101.1 KFNF. So Oberlin in de facto first place of the tournament right now at 2-0. But St. Francis, who has not won a match today, is playing them tough. St. Francis with losses to Dundee County, Stratton, and Hoxie, both in three sets. Oberlin, both wins have came in two sets today. So one of those has got to give. St. Francis, can they come up with a win in three sets? Or what will happen here? 19-12. Halsey Larson back to serve. Sends it long and wide. So tough way there for the Red Devils out of the St. Francis timeout. Kind of force them to call the timeout. They want to come up with a big serve, and they can't there. 20-12. They're down by eight. Back to serve again. Hard one. Diving dig for Maria Rodriguez. The bump set into the middle here for Briley Minnick. She puts it to the near side corner. They'll go to Jensen. No to Hengst in the middle and didn't get enough of it. Was trying to hit it short. And Hengst puts it into the net, and it's 20-13. So 20-13 here in set two. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Jenna Fortin back to serve. Gives it off for the back row. The back set. Hengst again from the right pin. Gives it off for the middle there for Fortin. The set up to the outside of McCaden Ketchell. Rolls it up over the top. Here comes St. Francis on the attack. Jensen with a two-hand swat free ball over. Briley Minnick taps it down the near sideline. Tapped right back at him. Red Devils with the attack. Briley Minnick from the left pin. Down the near sideline for the kill. Briley Minnick again comes up huge. That's number six for her, and it makes it 20-14. Red Devils the closest they've been in a long while, within six, down 20-14. Into the back row, Hengst lobs it up. Into the front, Jensen with a big swing, and that'll put her a run to the end to the Oberlin run, and makes it 21-14. Avery Jensen with the kill. Number five for her. 21-14 here in set number two. St. Francis trying to force the third set. Ketchell taps it up, and they're going to call a lift on the Red Devils there. And so it'll be 22-14. So 22-14 in set number two. Hengst, shorts, free pass over. Small underneath it, and then there's miscommunication between Small and Jensen, and it'll fall down on the hardwood, and it's 22-15. So the Red Devils, who got it within six, couldn't get over that hump. Now Briley Minnick is back to serve with it down by seven. Minnick a hard serve right at Hengst. We'll go to the outside. Jensen on the slide. Two-hand swats it over. Larson bumps it out. Shelby Weigel rolls it along the back line. Hengst was there. Small just taps it over after it's too close to the net. Now Minnick out of the back row sends it short into the near side corner. Maria Rodriguez on the free pass takes care of it with ease, and it's 22-16. So Maria Rodriguez trying to fight for the Red Devils here. 22-16. Briley Minnick back to serve. Red Devils down by six. Briley Minnick with a hard one into the back row. Small, the bump set out to Avery Jensen. Down with authority on the slide. And she could feel the momentum was maybe starting to shift. And she comes in with a huge kill, her sixth. And it's 23-16. St. Francis 2 points away from forcing set three. Back to serve again. It's a hard one lobbed up over the top. The setup to the outside. Rodriguez lobs it into the front right corner and gets it to go. Maria Rodriguez with her third kill. 23-17. Red Devils not trying to go away quietly. Down by six here in set two and have been down as many as 12. Hard serve to the back row. Great dig right there in the back row. Now the attack. No, it'll just be a bump over from Lohr. Fortin will set it up outside. Larson off the box and down! Elsie Larson with another kill. That's number four for her. And the Red Devils have cut it to five. So down by as many as 12 in the match. They've cut it back within five at 23-18. Jory Fortin back to serve. Into the back row. Lohr has to go off her hands. Jensen races in to save it. Free ball opportunity here for the Red Devils. The back set. McCaden Ketchel rolls it over the top. Popped up in the air by the back row of the Indians. Back row attack here for Hinkst. Shoves it into the front side right corner. Now to the outside here. Just tapping it over the top of the net from the right pin. It was Larson. This one short. Fortin dives in with a save. It's going to be a joust at the net. Somehow kept alive by Jory Fortin there when it was punched right back at her. Jensen now with just two hands swats it back over. Ketchel up against the net, taps it right back at him. And now Jensen into the backside corner, kept alive by three diving Red Devils. 23-18 to the outside. Delaney Myers blocked up front by Rodriguez. It'll be out of play! The Red Devils win one heck of a rally. 23-19, and they got some momentum back. Time out of the floor. 23-19, St. Francis by four. We'll take a break here on 101.1 KFNF. So Oberlin down by as many as 12, have rallied back to within four here at 23-19. St. Francis out of their second and final timeout. Oberlin will have the serve. It's Jory Fortin back there to do it. Fortin lobs it up over the top. Hinkst has to go off her wrist. A free pass here. Red Devils trying to take care of it. Ketchel down the middle this time. And the E will call a throw on the Red Devils. And Lindsay Fortin maybe not liking the call there. So it makes it 24-19 and a set point for the Red Devil, for the Indians. Jensen on the serve, gets it right to Larson off her wrists. Now Rodriguez will tap it over with two hands. The setup to the outside, Lord, left pin off the tape. Tapped up into the air. Now Rodriguez down the middle, and she'll shoot it long, and we are headed to a third set. What a surprise. Third set between St. Francis and Oberlin. Coming up next, as St. Francis wins set two, 25-19 here on 101.1 KFNF. So St. Francis has done something no other team has done today against Oberlin. That's win a set as they win the second set 25-19. Oberlin was down by as many as 12 and rallied back to only lose 25-19. So we got a big set coming here in the third and final set from Oberlin. Oberlin 2-0 to start the tournament. St. Francis 0-2, and Oberlin handed St. Francis a loss on Tuesday night in three sets. And here we are in three sets again. And I said, what a surprise there at the end. We've had a lot of three-set matches today in the Oberlin tournament. But not only that, but these two teams seem to always go to three sets whenever possible. Went to three sets, two out of the three games they played against each other last year. And now in both of the games they have played against each other this year, both have went to three sets. So it'll be Delaney Myers to serve it up to start set number three into the back right corner. Now Briley Minnick from the left pin. Did it touch hands? Yes, it did. And she gets the Red Devils started in business with her seventh kill and gives the Red Devils a 1-0 lead. Hard serve here for Elsie Larson. Now they'll go to Hinkst on the left pin. She rolls it up over the top. Ketchel with the dig. The setup Larson to Briley Minnick. It's too close to the net. And it goes into the net. And it's 1-1. So 1-1 here in set number three. Back to serve is Breck Lohr here for the Indians. Taps it barely over and almost got the ace. But a great dives there from Elsie Larson. Shelby Weigelson over on a free ball. Now it'll be taken care of by Hinkst, who goes into the far side front corner for the kill and puts the Indians in front 2-1. Maggie Hinkst having herself a match. That's her fifth kill. Into the back row here. For Rodriguez, the back set. Wasson trying to take it into the front side corner as well, doing the same thing Hinkst did, but instead she hit just a little underneath it, and it makes it 3-1. So 3-1 here in the third set. Lohr back to serve, and she pumps it into the net. Third service error, 3-2. Red Devils back within one. It was quickly 7-2, 13-3, and then it got out to a 12-point game at one point last set. The Red Devils rallied back to only lose 25-19 from the 10-foot line. Delaney Myers puts it in along the back line for her kill. That's number four for her. And coincidentally, it's the fourth point of set number three. 4-2. Red Devils by two. Lobs it up over the top. Great dig there, Briley Minnick. Now McCaden Ketrell down the near sideline. Set up there for Jensen. Now running in to take it up was Lohr after Jensen was ran into by her own player. Now Briley Minnick with a hard swing there on the left pin. Sent back over on a free pass. They'll go back to Briley on the left pin again. And this one will be dug and out of bounds. Great sliding try there for Maggie Hingst. But it wasn't enough. And to make it 4-3. And Briley Minnick gets her eighth kill. 4-3. Red Devils down by one. Minnick to serve. Gives it up to Myers in the back row. Small with a bump set to Jensen. Two hands. Swats it into the middle of the floor and puts it down. So Avery Jensen with her seventh kill. And it makes it 5-3. 5-3. Set number three. Red Devils trying to pick up win number nine on the year. Lobs it up over the top. Great dig right there by McCaden on the dive. Maria Rodriguez sends it over on a free ball. A little miscommunication gets the Indians out of rotation. And now a free chance here for the Red Devils. The back set. Shelby Weigel from the right pin. Almost got it to go on the cross court towards the near side corner. The Indians have to send it over on a free ball after an out of rotation set. Now Rodriguez off the top of the blocks to the outside. Jensen through the blocks and puts it down. Avery Jensen is stepping up down the stretch. That's her eighth kill, and it's 6-3. So 6-3 here in set three. Lobs it up. Larson keeps it alive. Weigel sends it over on a free ball. The back set this time up against the net. Myers, and it's too long. So make it 6-4 here in set number three. 6-4, set three. 1-1 in the sets. Oberlin 1, set 1, 25-22. St. Francis 25-19. Set number two, and Jory Fortin serves that one into the net, and it's a three-point lead for St. Francis. So a three-point lead, 7-4, down the right side line and wide, just barely there on the serve. So that'll be service error number four for the Indians, and the Red Devils cut it to two with the air. McCaden Ketrell serves this one up hard into the back row for Lohr. The setup down the middle. Delaney Myers swats it up front. Free pass sent right back at the Indians. Here they come on the attack again. It's Lohr up front. Tries the same thing, but right there to dig it out was Jory Fortin this time. Larson sends it short into the middle. Joust at the net. Won by Elsie Larson, and the Red Devils will get the point. Or no, they say St. Francis does, as the Red Devils have a player in the net, and it's 8-5. So 8-5 here in set number three. Long serve into the back row for Briley Minnick to the outside. Michaela Wasson, left pin, popped up in the air in the back row there by Jensen. Free ball that will be sent over and out from the Indians and make it 8-6. So 8-6 here in set three into the back right corner. Great dig, Siegfried. Free ball from Delaney Myers to the outside, left pin too short. Myers will tap it out, and they're going to say the Red Devils went underneath the net first. An interesting call there. Must have saw Minnick go underneath the net first before the ball landed out, and it's 9-6. Delaney Myers back to serve. Delaney with a hard one over the top of everybody and out of bounds. So make it 10-6. 9-7, excuse me. 9-7. Larson with a serve into the back row. Popped up and hit over and in right there by Madeline Small. First time she's really done that all day. And she gets it to go and makes it a three-point game again at 10-7 here in the third set. Red Devils trying to find some of that momentum that they had in the first set. Hard serve right at Minnick in the back middle row. The setup outside, Shelby Weigel trying to get it for him, and she just might with a big kill right there on the cross-court try. So it makes it 10-8. Red Devils down by two. Jenna Fortin trying to supply the run here. Fortin with a hard one, and she'll start it maybe, continue it anyway. Jenna Fortin with the first ace of the match, and it makes it 10-9. 10-9 here in set number three. Hard serve. This one will land on the back line again. Back-to-back aces. Timeout on the floor. And the Red Devils have tied it up at 10 here in set three. It's Red Devil Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF. Red Devil Volleyball back here on 101.1 KFNF, 10-10. Red Devils, who have been down by as many as three in the match, have now tied it up at 10 apiece here in the third set. Jenna Fortin to serve, sends a hard one for an ace. It's three straight aces for Jenna Fortin, and the senior puts the team on her back and gives the Red Devils an 11-10 lead. Fortin again with a serve. This one short, and again an ace, making four in a row. And it's 12-10. So 12-10 here in set number three. Fortin to serve again. Gives it off to Myers. The bump up to the outside. Jensen just sends it to the front near side corner. Now Minnick on the right pin. Puts it down, and it's just wide. And it makes it 12-11. 12-11 here in set number three. Hard serve for Maggie Hinks. And she'll get an ace. She went right at Maria Rodriguez. Picks up ace number four. And it's 12-12. Here in set number three. Into the back row. Rodriguez digs it out. Clean this time to the outside. Riley Minnick, right pin. Down the far sideline. Almost got the kill. Now to Jensen, who goes up. Short. Kept alive. And the Red Devils keep it alive. On three dramatic hits. Now Jensen goes short again. Larson there. Rodriguez sets it up. Riley Minnick. She goes short. Up down the near sideline. Jensen this time hard inside the antenna. Riley Minnick with a dig. Free ball sent over here from Shelby Weigel. And the tap back on the free pass. Jensen now hard into the back far side corner. Red Devils again come up with a big dig. And Jensen finally puts it down. So Avery Jensen comes together there, and it is 13-12. Avery Jensen with her ninth kill, 13-12. Into the back row for Minnick, sent over from Weigel up front. Now she'll try to tap it back, and they're going to say St. Francis was into the net, and we're tied up at 13. So 13-13 here in set number three. Bradley Minnick back to serve again. Bradley with a hard one, floats it into the back row for Myers. Miscommunication. Now she'll be the one to send it over on a free ball. Larson up front to Rodriguez over to the right side, popped up into the air. Jensen off her last kill, now rolls it over to the top. Up front, Jensen on the free pass, takes care of it. She's in double-digit kills at 10, 14, 13. So 14-13 here in set number three. Red Devils down by one. Hard serve for Lohr into the back row. To the outside, Rodriguez will just tap it over with two hands. Small, the back set, Delaney Myers through the blocks and down. Delaney with her fifth kill, 15-13. Red Devils down by two. And is this going to be kind of the waning moments here? We will see. 15-13 in set three. Lobs it over the top of the back right corner. There for Briley Minnick. The setup to the outside. Into the net. Maria Rodriguez. And it's 16-13, a three-point game. Red Devils down by three. Trying to come up with a big time kill or shot here to give them some of the momentum back. Catch roll, too tight, free pass almost dumped off by Jensen. Now they'll go to her again, this time on the left hand, two-hand swats it up, and catches Elsie Larson, moving over to the left, sticks it down the line, and it's 17-13. Avery Jensen has come alive in the third set, her 11th kill, short serve, catch roll with the sliding dig, the bump set out, Shelby Weigel off the tape, popped up in the air. Larson is there. The setup to the outside again. Shelby Weigel rolls over the top inside the antenna. Now a two-hand swat free ball into the back row. The setup, back row attack try from Bradley Minnick. It's into the net, and it's 18-13. 18-13 here in set three. And Lindsay Fortin wants a timeout. We'll take one with her. 18-13. It's Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here. 18-13. St. Francis out in front. In set number three, the Red Devils, who battled their way back into the match to tie it, have now given up a string of points here and trying to get the volleyball back in their hands. Shelby Weigel puts it into the net, and it makes it 19-13. So 19-13 in set three. Red Devils down by six, and an ace. Make it 20-13, a 7-point game. Lob set over into the back row. Great dig there. Free ball sent over there from Larson. Minnick pops it up. Shelby Weigel for the 10-foot line. Rolls it over. Small to the outside. Jensen into the blocks and down on the Red Devils side to make it 21-13. We got a timeout on the floor. 21-13. We'll take one with them. Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Oberlin, where it is the St. Francis Indians in front here in set number three, 21-13 out of another Oberlin Red Devil timeout. Here's Madeline Small into the back right corner, almost has an ace. Jenna Fortin comes in to save it. Ketchrell sends it over on a free ball. Small sets it up to the outside, two-hand swat over into the front near side corner there. For Small, Myers, and now she'll come in to save it after a nice kill almost there from Shelby Weigel. Larson sets it up, Rodriguez, and they'll get the kill with Maria Rodriguez from the middle, put it to the far side corner, and makes it 21-14. So Red Devils down by seven in set number three. Can they stage a comeback? Jory Fortin with a hard serve. Right at Lohr. The bump set might be too short. Myers just barely throws it over. The back set. McCaden Ketchrell puts it down for a kill. Back-to-back points for the Red Devils. And it's 21-15. They're down by six here in set number three. 21-15. Fortin back to serve again. Lobs it up over the top. Great dig from Hinks to the outside. Jensen goes through the blocks. The setup, Rodriguez, no. Ketchrell will just tap it over with one hand. And some miscommunication. Somehow, the Indians are able to get it out unscathed. Now Rodriguez down the middle. Rolls it over the top. Myers will set it up to Jensen. Maybe too close to the net. She went into the net. And, yes, they are going to call it and make it 21-16. Thought they might miss it. But they did call it late, and it's 21-16. Red Devils down by five. Jory Fortin back to serve again. Spins it up to Hinkst. It'll be just tapped over off the tape and down. Nothing you can do about that. It's 22-16. So 22-16. That's Madeline Small on the kill. It was with her serves that really bolstered it out, this six-point lead. 22-16. Rodriguez down the middle. Dug up by Hinkst. To the outside, into the nets on the left pin, and it's a five-point game, 22-17. Red Devils trying to get a great serving run here from McCaden Ketchrell. She's been known to do it this season. McCaden with a hard one right at Hinkst, popped up in the air. The bump set, too close to the net, into the nets, and four hits, 22-18. As it's twice now, they have tried to go up front there to Breck Lohr, and twice she's just put in the net. We got a timeout of the floor again. We'll take one with them. 22-14 in set three. Red Devils 22-18 here in set three. Red Devils down by four. 101.1 KFNF. 22-18 in the third and final set between Oberlin and St. Francis. Oberlin down by four, but we're down by six and have staged a comeback here. To the outside, no, they'll go down the middle with Myers, blocked up front, and Michaela Watson will get called for a lift, trying to shove it right back, and it's 23-18. Workman to serve, has a little bit of a weird serve, sends it short, McCaden Ketchrell, the free pass, trying to play it off the net, and they can, and it's 24-18. So back-to-back St. Francis points, 24-18, Workman with the ace. Workman lobs it up over the top to McCaden Ketchrell. The setup outside, Briley Minnick with two hands, sends it over on a free ball. to the outside here, down the line, into the front right corner, and now Delaney Myers had a chance to end it, but instead puts it into the net. 24-19 in set number three. Red Devils down by five. Down to their last point, set point two for the Indians here. Rodriguez will serve it up into the back row for Myers. They're going to go to her. No, the back set to Lohr. Little miscommunication. Hinkst will be the one to hit it over. To the outside, Riley Minnick. Big swing off the tape and down. They say it got a hand. And no, they say it didn't. Thought it might have got a hand there. And instead, the match will come to an end. St. Francis with the win in set three. 25-19. So the reverse sweep by the St. Francis Indians, losing set 1, 25-22. They rally back to win sets 2 and 3, 25-19, 25-19. We'll take a quick break when we come back, wrap things up here for this Oberlin Red Devil match, as it's St. Francis with a win, 2 sets to 1 here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from the Oberlin Senior High Gymnasium, where we're wrapping things up here today for our third Oberlin Red Devil match. And it's a tough one for the Red Devils as they end up losing 2 sets to 1, 25-19. Losing sets 2 and 3, 25-19 after winning set 1, 25-22. Give you your final numbers. We'll start with St. Francis. Madeline Small finishes with 2 kills and an ace. Macy Workman with 1 kill and an ace. 5 kills and 4 aces for Maggie Hinkst. 2 kills for Breck Lohr. Avery Jensen finishes with 11 kills. And Delaney Myers, 5 kills and 2 aces. Individually for the Red Devils, 1 ace for Jory Fortin. 4 aces for Jenna Fortin. 2 kills for McCaden Ketchrell. 4 for Elsie Larson. 4 kills and 3 aces for Maria Rodriguez. 8 kills, a block, and an ace for Riley Minnick. And 2 kills and a block for Shelby Weigel. Once again, the Red Devils fall 2 sets to 1, losing set 1, 25-22, and winning set 1, 25-22, but coming back and having a tough time in sets 2 and 3, losing them 25-19. So the Red Devils will drop to 8-14. St. Francis now 13-11. On the day in the tournament, St. Francis 1-2. Oberlin now 2-1. We're going to take a quick break, get you quickly back to some regular programming for a second, and then be back with Hoxie Indian Volleyball coming up next. Once again, it is a St. Francis winner over Oberlin, 2 sets to 1. It's been Oberlin Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF.